you people can tell me to stop. Lower the lights down, hand over my crown, hand over my heart. I do this for my town, I do this for my crowd. So turn me up real loud. My time, my time. None of you people can tell me to stop.
What's up, everybody? Thank you for listening to Next Gen Radio. This is episode number 156, and I'm your host, Mike Ercolano, and I'm here with my co-host and client success coach here at Next Gen, Kelly Cross.
Hello.
So next week is Thanksgiving, and the show comes out next Tuesday.
Jeez.
So next week is Thanksgiving.
How fast did this month go?
I know.
Holy smokes. Okay.
The whole year. Right? The whole year. There's an average stat, which I do find a little bit inaccurate. I do think it is inaccurate, but I still use it myself in emails and whatnot because it is pretty, eye-catching. But on average, or an American gains an average of 5 to 7 pounds between Thanksgiving and New Year's. All right, so it's a lot of weight.
Hmm.
You know, it's a lot of weight to gain. And I do think that it is less than that. I think
that's a lot, right?
It's a little exaggerated, but that's kind of like the going message.
But you can see the mentality, right? Thanksgiving, it all, right? It all starts Thanksgiving, and then you're like, it's the holidays, in the new year, right? It is very easy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, but 7 pounds, that's a lot.
7 pounds is a lot. But, you got to think that a lot of people, excuse me, it's kind of like the culmination of the whole year. So, like, most people do gain weight every single year, especially after 40, probably less than that. It's probably after like 20 now, with the standard American diet and everything, but people gain weight every year. So, it's kind of like the culmination all year. You're slowly gaining weight. And then the last like 6 weeks, most people overindulge significantly over those 6 weeks. So I could see it being true, but it does sound like a lot. But also maybe it's the circles we're in, the people we're around don't gain 5 to 7 pounds, but the people around do gain weight during this period. We see it all the time in the gym, people coming back in the new year, heavier than they left, So like even if it's not 5 to 7 pounds, even if it's 1 pound or 2 pounds, it is still a significant increase for a short period of time.
Right.
And it's due to, all the things that, come along with the holidays, holiday parties, family gatherings, desserts and candy,
stuff comes sitting around,
leftovers, everything that comes along with it, can easily add up to 1 to 7 pounds, we'll say, during that short period. And also, another big problem is that most people don't lose the weight the following year, right? Going back to what we just said, most people gain weight every year, and then they have this, significant gain at the end of the year, and then the next year comes and they don't lose the weight, and it just kind of compounds year after year after year. And then, they're 45, 50, and they're 20 pounds, 30 pounds overweight, and, they have an uphill battle to go. So we've come up with, or I guess we can't really take credit. I think I got this from another gym who did this years ago. Now a lot of people actually do it, but we'll say we've come up with this challenge to do for our members to help them stay on track during these 6 weeks, called the Project Zero Challenge. And it's a 6-week challenge starting on November 20th, going through the first of the year. And the whole premise of the challenge is to make sure that you are staying on track with your habits, you are staying at least at a baseline level of exercise and nutrition, and you want to be able to come out of the end of the challenge weighing the same or less, but the same is great, as you did on November 20th or that week of, right? So it keeps you accountable for those 6 weeks to not overindulge, to make sure you're getting your workouts in, to make sure you're keeping your health in the front of mind, and not just doing what you said, Kel. You said, screw it, right? Thanksgiving to New Year's, screw it. We're in the holidays, let's just enjoy it, screw it, and then we'll start over again in the new year, and then you're 5 pounds heavier, and it's even harder to lose that weight.
And it just puts a different spin on a tough time of the year, right? So you come in and, I don't want to spoil it, but we do have our sticker chart, which I know it sounds very kindergarten, but it also is very motivating. And we found that it works very well with our members here. So by using that sticker chart and marking down every time you're in, and plus the other fun things we have built into the challenge, it just makes the 6 weeks more doable, more fun, and it's just going to keep you on track more.
Right. Absolutely. So let's go into the details of the challenge, because it is a weight-based challenge. Normally, we don't go off of just weight. We like to look at muscle mass and body fat. You know, we use the InBody machine to be able to measure all that. So normally we don't like to go off weight unless, you know, usually we actually discourage people to just look at the weight. But it just, it keeps it really simple during this time period, because, you know, you may not be able to get all of your workouts in. So if we're looking at, you know, your muscle mass and your body fat, you know, it may not be fair to actually look at all that. We just want you to stay even through this time period. So, you know, we look at just weight. It really just keeps it simple. And again, we, that's to us, that is not the ultimate goal of health or the ultimate measure of health. We look at a lot more than that, and we think there are other factors that are more important than just your weight. But
This time, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, just for this challenge alone, it just keeps it really simple. You don't have to worry about, you know, increasing your muscle mass or decreasing your body fat.
And it's something you can, like, right, we have the InBody every other week, so it's something that people can keep track of every day on their own if they wanted to.
Right, you just stand on the scale.
Right, so you're not like, oh, I, you know, gained muscle, I lost that. So it really just dumbs the whole process down, and again, makes it easier for those 6 weeks.
Right, absolutely. So it's a weight-based challenge. So on November 20th, or the week of November 20th, you weigh in as your first official weigh-in, and whatever your weight is, let's say it's 100 pounds, right? And you know, you go through the 6 weeks of the challenge, or the 6 weeks of the holiday season, and then after after January 1st, you weigh in again, and if you weigh 100 pounds or less, you win the challenge. Now, what do you win? To get into the challenge, you need to put up a $100 bill, and you are betting on yourself with that $100 bill. So you put the $100 bill in the pot. If you weigh the same or less at the end of the challenge, you get that money back. All right.
You know what I think we should do?
What?
We should write on their $100 bill, like, all right, Mike.
You put your name on it?
Yeah, in a Sharpie.
Okay. You want to
commit
a federal crime?
I do.
And admit it on the air?
Yeah.
But
please.
I know.
But wouldn't that be fun? So, like, here is, Mike, this is 100 you gave me. Here's 100 back.
Right.
I like that idea.
Good idea. All right. You're in charge of that.
Okay. I'm going to get a new Sharpie and everything.
All right. You commit all the crimes.
Okay.
But, yeah, so you put literally put your name on a $100 bill.
Yes.
You put it in the pot, and if you weigh the same or less at the end of the challenge, you win your money back. Now, what happens if you don't win the challenge? So let's say you gain weight by the end of the challenge. You forfeit your $100 bill. And not only do you forfeit it, but it gets divided up amongst the people who did win. So there's some added incentive there. Not only do you not want to lose your money, but you also don't want to put money in the pockets of your peers who actually did win the challenge, right? So there's a kind of double accountability there. And that's the biggest thing during this time period is the accountability, right? We all know, you know, that we shouldn't have that extra cookie, or you shouldn't skip a workout because you were out drinking a little bit too late the night before or whatever. But, you know, we all know that. But the hardest part is keeping yourself accountable. So if you're in Project Zero, you have extra incentive because you don't want to lose that $100 bill and you don't want to give it to your friends.
Right.
So that's a really what this whole challenge is based around, is personal accountability. And the best part about it is it helps build that habit through the last 6 weeks, so that when you springboard into the new year with your resolutions and whatever, you have that personal accountability habit already being built in the works, right? And you don't have to try to start fresh after, you know, completely letting yourself go over 6 weeks. And
it just makes it all so much easier.
It does. So it's a fun challenge. It's for our members only. All right, so we do not take outside members for this, because it is something we do a lot of things during the week, a lot of nutrition challenges, workout challenges, exercise challenges. So there's a lot of different things that we don't really have time to go into all the detail about, but it is a fun challenge, and it helps. It really helps. We've had pretty much 100% success rate in the past. Obviously, not everybody succeeds, but we have a very, very high success rate every time we run this, because not only is it fun, but it's also, you know, it's people get competitive. You don't want to lose that $100 right. bill, and you especially don't want to give it to your friend who you're working out next to, you know, during that session. Right. So if you are a member of Next Gen, I highly recommend you you signing up for it. Like I said, it could be free. You could actually make money.
Right, right. Right.
Yeah.
All depends on how you look at it.
Now, one of the tips that we have for people who do sign up for the challenge, because we give, you know, weekly tips for people in the challenge, is to try to get an extra workout in during the week, mm-hmm. right? If you can. Now, again, it's a busy time. We get it, but try to give an extra work or get an extra workout. So, one of our Black Friday deals and specials for our members is that we're giving a very ridiculous discount of an upgraded membership for only $20. Right. So, if you come 3 days a week, starting on November 20th. If you want to come 4 days a week, it's only going to cost you $20 for the rest of the year. So 6 weeks of an upgrade membership. So we do recommend that you get an extra workout in, because that time of year, you're probably going to be consuming some extra calories, right?
And let's not forget about the stress of the holidays too, right?
That's a great point. Yeah.
Another reason to come in an extra day. You know, like, you leave your phone in the cubby, you're not talking to anybody else. It's just a great way to de-stress.
Right. Absolutely. It's a great point. So, you know, we have a ton of tips that we give out to our members who are in it to help them get through the holidays. And actually, next week's episode, we'll talk about our tips to, we always say it every day, like, to survive the holiday. I hate that.
I know, because you need to enjoy them, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So we'll figure out a different catch. Right. So next week's episode is going to be all about getting through the holidays.
Something like enjoying the holidays.
We should.
In a healthy way or right. something like that. Because you're right. Like, getting through the holidays sounds so sad. It sounds so mm-hmm. gray.
It does. It does. So we'll figure out a different catch name or a title for next week's show. But just so you guys are aware, if you do want to sign up for Project Zero, there will be exclusive content, exclusive tips to help you really navigate. Maximize that time.
Yep.
Right, maximize that time. So I think that's kind of it in a nutshell, right? Project Zero.
So to recap, we're going to have our sticker boards going up next week.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see Mike or myself, or text in or respond to an email and say that you want in, and your name will go up on the board and we'll take your crispy $100 bill. But it, you know, the 20th is going to be here in like 30 seconds. Yep. I can't believe how fast this month has gone.
Next week. The day this show drops, it's less than a week away.
See, that's just crazy. The fact that you said that was Thanksgiving was like, what?
Yeah. Yep, time flies.
Yeah,
time
so even more. Like, see what happens when you put things aside? All mm-hmm. of a sudden, the date's here. So don't wait. Don't think about it. Just right. come in, sign up, give us your crispy $100 bill. That way, that's all taken care of. And then when the 20th comes, you're going to be on our list of getting all that information shot out to you. And we're going to hit the ground running.
Absolutely.
So I'm excited. I'm going to put in my crispy $100 bill. I'm ready to do it.
Let's do it. Yep, me too. And we're only taking 20 people for this. So
It's
going to fill up fast. Make sure you get it in. So, or get your name in. That's it for today. Anything else?
Go. No, I'm excited. I'm fired up.
All right. Yep, me too. And we thank all of you for listening. Please make sure you tune in on Friday for our next episode of Ask Next Gen. Thank you for listening to the Next Gen Radio Podcast. If you got any value out of this episode, can you please do us a favor and help us grow our audience by subscribing and leaving us a 5-star review on your preferred podcast platform? If you live in the Randolph, New Jersey area, we have a special gift just for our listeners. Get 7 days of our Platinum Personal Training Package at NextGen for free. To claim your free 7 days, click the link in our show notes, fill out all of your information, and one of our certified personal trainers will contact you ASAP.